Hello， 大家好，欢迎你又一次回到潘吉 Jenny 告诉你的节目，我是 Jenny。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome back to the show.
那我们今天呢，要聊聊可能是这个世界上最成功、最有影响力，而且最吸引眼球的一位女性。
That's right, and who else other than Taylor Swift, arguably the most successful and powerful woman in the world?
那她，哎呀，红了那么多年，而且现在越来越红。那过去两年呢，一直在全球巡演，空前的成功，被称为行走的 GDP， 然后还成为了一名 billionaire， 身价超过10亿美金。他还找出了时间，出了一张新专辑，上个月里面有30多首歌。
How does she do it? Who knows? But she just released another brand new album, right? Called The Tortured Poets Department.
对，然后其中还经历了分手啊，又进入新感情。可是我觉得，Taylor 做什么可能都不需要太惊讶哦，因为对于他来说，真的 the sky is the limit， 没有他做不到的事情。
Yes, it seems that's the case. And today we're going to talk all about the key elements to her success. And there's a lot of really useful language in here to talk about not just Taylor Swift, but also success in general, self-expression, emotion, creativity.
是的，所以今天呢，我们会为大家分享啊几个非常重要的她的成功密码、成功要素。然后我觉得不管你是不是 Taylor 的粉丝，节目里面呢都有很多精彩、实用，而且非常精准的语言、有深度的英语，你可以来享受。Taylor Swift 啊 ，Jason， 他在中国有一个昵称，是他中国的粉丝给他的，就是梅梅。
Why do you call her 梅梅 though? I find that interesting.
网上现在有很多传说 about the origin, but I don't think there is like an official version of it. 但没关系啊，反正大家知道一下，就是他在美国也有一个有点相似可爱的昵称啊 ,Tay Tay.
Yeah, Tay Tay. Probably from Taylor, right?
Yeah, from Taylor. 那么他的粉丝，这个梅梅的粉丝也有一个名字，也有一个称号，对不对？
Yeah, we can call them Swifties.
但是如果你说我是一个妹妹的铁粉，那你就要说 I am a Swiftie, right?
Yeah, it's like you're a part of some team, right? Her team of fans. I'm a Swiftie. That means you definitely really like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, are you a Swiftie? Like, I'm a Swiftie, 这样。那这些粉丝，中文是从英语 fans 来的。And we have this word, fandom. And I thinkThis gets used a lot when a celebrity has a huge amount of fans, 而且是特别特别 dedicated 的 fans.
Yeah, it's like a kingdom, right? So it's this like entire nation almost of supporters of the artist. You hear this a lot with like Marvel films with superheroes, the Marvel fandom. Yeah.
But Taylor Swift definitely has her fandom. 而且她的 fandom 就刚刚说很 dedicated 啊，可以说她的 fans sometimes they're quite fanatic, 是吧？
Yeah, fanatic you often use for like religious extremists, right? But we can use it here too because, you know, you'll see their fans like pass out when they see them in person, right? They faint. They're so excited to see them, like so fanatic.
对，就是很狂热。其实 fans 就是从 fanatic 这个词来的呀。还有这几年一个互联网上比较红的词是说一个 stan, 是吧？
Yeah, this one you'll probably see online more than you'll hear people speak this word. But when somebody says they stan someone, they stan a celebrity, it means they're a fanatic for them, just like we've been talking about.
Oh, 所以它是一个动词，就你可以说 I stan Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you'll hear either I stan Taylor Swift or I stan for Taylor Swift.
除了他的粉丝啊 Taylor Swift has always had a very close-knit group of girlfriends. 就是一组、是吧然后他有一个叫 The Squad.
Ah, The Squad. Yeah, again, this almost sounds like, you know, a team or like a force on the police or something like that, right? You're a squad, a group, a very tight and close group.
The Girl Squad, 就是他最好的朋友什么 Blake Lively 啊然后就这有几个跟他好好多年的。They're very tight.
I don't think I know any of the other people you mentioned, but I trust she has a tight squad for sure.
他已经红了大概20多年吧因为他十几岁的时候就出来唱歌 and she started out as a country singer, 是吧是比较乡村的。
when she was really young, I think, maybe 13,
yeah, teenager,
14,
maybe even
younger, and doing country music, which is, you know, just one subgenre of music.
有很多你知道十几岁出来或者很年轻出来走红的歌手，这个 songstress, pop stars, 很难红这么多年，而且越来越红，真的不得不佩服她的这个 staying power。
Yeah, she has a lot of staying power. She's just been around for a long time, and it's like she hasn't slowed down, right?
Yeah, so when we were preparing for this show, Jason 说了一个我特别喜欢，你说因为你自己也写歌嘛，然后你也唱歌，你说 from a musician's perspective, 你就特别佩服她，然后你就觉得 that's why she can't be stopped, because she's a genuinely great artist.
Yeah, she's not just a recording artist where other people are writing the songs, right? She's an actual songwriter, and she's making all these songs and writing all these songs and doing the music mostly herself. So that's where her energy must come from.
It's super fascinating and very commendable. 你不得不佩服 how Taylor Swift has remained so powerful for so many years, for almost two decades now. So we've summed up 八个很重要的原因，对吧？
Yeah, we have eight different reasons why she's stuck around for so long and stayed so popular.
对，你觉得最大的一个原因是什么？最重要的一个原因是什么？
The first one is probably how personal she is, right? And she creates this personal connection and relatability with her fans.
Absolutely. 因为她红了这么多年，她十几岁就出道，而且她十几岁的时候She wrote her music as well, right? 然后那个时候她写的，我记得她有一首歌 Best Day, 她其实是讲说她的中学的朋友，一堆女孩不理她，偷偷的背着她去一个 mall shopping, 然后呢她妈妈带她去那个商场看到那些女生 and of course she felt very hurt, 但是跟她妈妈坐在车上回家的时候，她发现她妈妈那么的爱她。所以即使他的朋友冷落他没有关系，因为他有他妈妈最好的爱。 So you know, like that song 是非常能讲述十几岁小女孩的一些心情。 All the way through her 20s, her 30s, 就每个阶段 her music, just like you said, is deeply personal.
Yeah, the fact that you were able to talk about that song so much, right? It was clear that story meant so much to you and you remembered it so clearly. It just speaks to like the power of her songwriting ability.
对，最个人的东西也是最普世的。So the most personal ends up being the most universal. 我之前看到一句关于她的一句 quote 讲特别好，就说 She was able to take her very...personal story, might be small personal story, but make it big for everybody.
Yeah, it's like creating mass appeal about something like we've probably all went through, right?
对，没错。而且因为她的这么一个在公众视野下面的成长，so her songs really, 我觉得就一直记录从小女孩到女性到女人的这个阶段哈，然后英语里面我们会用两个词，就是什么什么 hood 来形容这两个阶段。
Yeah, like her songs chronicle girlhood to womanhood, right? The experience of being a younger girl and all the way into growing up and becoming a woman.
对，诶，其实对应的也有 boyhood to manhood, right? So we talk about these stages.I think a very related reason that Taylor is so popular and so, 就像你说的 relatable, 大家特别粉丝觉得很有共鸣，就是他很勇敢，就是他的歌里面他写 break up, 写这些男生怎么对待他那些 she's super, 就很透明。
Yeah, and she's doing that very confidently, right? She's authentically being so vulnerable with everybody through her music that it kind of sets her up to have these people who don't like her and stuff, but she doesn't care. She's doing it anyway, right?
是是是，就是很，你刚刚说的 authentic, 就是做自己，对吧？然后另外一个词我觉得很形容她的就是很 transparent.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why her fans love her so much.
Yeah, those were her feelings, right? That's the song that she wanted to write, the song she wanted to sing. And instead of holding back, right, she does it anyway.
所以她很厉害就是 because she writes all her songs, lyrics, 对吧，词然后曲。
Yeah, she's got tons and tons of songs that I think I know without even knowing they're her songs, right? The song is so popular, I just know it. and I didn't try to learn it. I didn't listen to it, but you hear it all over.
对，所以在英语里面有一个形容词，形容这样的歌的叫 catchy。
Yeah, when something is catchy, you just can't help yourself but sing along or remember it. She's stuck in all of our heads, right? Her music is.
其实她的这个音乐风格在过去的这么多年啊，就是也经历了很多的演变进化，是吧？英语里面这个进化啊 evolution, and we can use it to 形容音乐上的是吗？
Yeah, like her songwriting and style, it used to be that country kind of music she was making, and it's evolved into like pop and rock and all kinds of different stuff.
对，所以就很全面。全面英语怎么说呢？
She's very versatile.
Versatile 是一个形容词，然后也可以说 versatility 是一个名词，是吗？
Yeah, that's right. She is very versatile in that she can write all kinds of different music.
虽然她有很多粉丝 but at the same time, she also has a lot of, 可以怎么说也不说是有些人是算 haters 啊很攻击她有一些 detractors 或者不喜欢她的人但她好像一直就是说我就要去做我要做的事情比如她刚从 country 要转到 pop, 其实有很多 country fans, 他们就对她很失望也是对她有很多的 criticism, 有很多的批评 but she said, no, I feel like I want to be writing and singing a different style of music.
Yeah, see, again, it's her just doing what she feels she wants to do, what she needs to do as an artist and not letting all these detractors hold her back, right? That definitely contributes to her popularity.
是是，而且她的歌里面啊，虽然刚刚说的，哎呀，比如记录分手啊 ,you know, a failed relationship, chronicles heartbreaks, 但是她那个歌里其实还是有很多鼓励人、振奋人心的 message。
Yeah, there's a lot of like, pick you up feeling and like, you know, don't be so sad or an optimistic message. Kind of like the song you mentioned where she goes to the mall and she feels rejected and left out by her friends, but it has this positive uplifting message at the end.
就是 who hasn't gone through that kind of like friendship betrayals 或者各种各样的 misunderstanding, right? Which again makes her music very, very relatable, 很能引起共鸣。
Yes, exactly. Maybe you've been betrayed by a friend or a family member and you have that same feeling.
Or in business, right? 我前两天听一个播客很有意思啊，然后那个人说 you know, I relate to her songs because I've been betrayed so many times in business. 做生意的时候在商场上面啊，其实讲到 business, 前面说她现在是一个已经踏入十亿美金俱乐部的一个女性啊。So her business acumen,也是很让人佩服。早在前几年，他不是说我要把我所有的母版的一个版权我自己要拿到手，因为那些音乐是我写的，你觉得不应该在唱片公司或者制作方的手里吗？ And she re-recorded all her music, right?
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, you'll often see with these long-time pop artists, these mega celebrities, that they lose the rights to their own music or they never had them in the first place, right? And they make these strategic mistakes. But it seems like with $1 billion, she is doing pretty well that way.
是，所以刚刚讲到了，如果你很有商业头脑，你很有商业天赋啊，英语里面我们常用的一个搭配叫做
business acumen.
诶 Jason, 那 acumen 就是天赋 talent 的意思吗
Yeah, it's like you've got talent, but also good judgment too, right? So you can make quick and smart decisions, you can make swift decisions, right?
So, swift 就是快速
Yeah, exactly, right? So she has a very swift and, you know, good business acumen.
敏锐的嗅觉然后这个东西怎么来的我觉得有点像你说的他要有一部分 talent, 但是还有 judgment, 就是你对一件事情的判断。Maybe it comes from experience, right? And maybe it comes from learning from your mistakes.
Combination of your own experience and some intuition or talent, right?
是是。好那我们已经讲了六个嘛六个非常重要的原因啊。为什么 Taylor Swift? Why has she been so powerful and popular? 最后的这两个原因我觉得很重要一个就是我们一直讲她的粉丝多 stan her, right? They're so dedicated, so committed to her. But at the same time, 她对她的粉丝也很好。
Yeah, she has this like relationship with her fan base, with her fandom, right? And they're very loyal to her.
我觉得我们经常用 loyal 是形容说这个粉丝对这个明星很 loyal， 但是我看 Swifties 啊，他们在网上写的很多东西，他们说我们觉得 Tay Tay 对我们很 loyal， 双方都有感受到这是一个很忠诚的一段关系。粉丝说我们觉得他对我们太好了，他对我们很忠诚，他很宠我们。
Yeah, it's really funny. It does sound like a king or a queen, right? Of a kingdom and whether or not the people have a good relationship with this ruler, right? But that's the way we talk about it.
Well, she's got her Swiftdom,
right? That's right. Yeah, and all that. We have a good queen. We love the queen, right?
That's how they feel. 是是是。好，那最后一个原因，他非常会制造话题。I don't mean it in a pejorative way, 不是那个贬低的说法，就是不管是在他的生活事业或者他 how she releases a new album during COVID, 那时候大家在家没事干什么，然后突然 Spotify 上 she dropped a whole entire album, 就里面十几首歌，然后人家哇、mm-hmm. 好开心。
A surprise release, right? Yeah, maybe this is like her good business acumen, right? She knows a good timing for when to surprise people with new music.
我刚刚说 she dropped a new album, 就是讲到特别是发唱片是吧，我们常常用这个动词 to drop something。
Yeah, and when you say drop in this context, it definitely gives the feeling of a little bit of a surprise.
Surprise.
Like, oh, out of nowhere, it drops out of the sky, and boom, suddenly you have a new album to listen to.
但它不光是一个动词，它也是一个名词。So we can say, like, Taylor has a surprise drop.
Yeah, you'll definitely see it used as a noun, too.
电影可以用吗？
For some reason, we don't use it with movies. I don't know why.
So just for songs, for music.
Yep, that's right. It's for something like an artist who's going to continually produce art, right? So it's a new drop. It's like another
drop,
one in the line of their art, right?
是的，是的。然后说不定他还 drop 一些彩蛋哈。
Yeah, some Easter eggs, right?
彩蛋，我们中文这个说法，我不知道是不是确定从英文来啊。但英文你们说是说复活节彩蛋是吧 ？Easter eggs.
Yeah, and this is because we have a fun tradition with kids on Easter, at least in the U.S., where they go search around for hidden little colored Easter eggs. So it's like these fun surprises kind of planted throughout the day.
对对，你要去找 Easter egg 现在很多都是巧克力嘛，巧克力蛋，但是 they're hidden, 就像 Jason 说的 surprise element, 有一种惊喜啊。
Yeah, it's like a little game, right? You're playing a game. So if she were to put some like secret message into the song that only her best fans, her most loyal fans would understand, that's like an Easter egg.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。不知道你是不是一个 Swiftie? 然后 what do you like or love about Taylor Swift?
Yes, or maybe tell us who's your favorite artist that's not so well known, right? But maybe you think they should be, and you can tell us all about them.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，非常感谢大家的收听，我 see you next time.
All right, 再见。